legend has it that it was written by the Dark Ones. Necronomicon Ex Mortis, roughly translated, Book of the Dead. The book served as a passageway to the evil worlds beyond. It was written long ago, when the seas ran red with blood. It was this blood that was used to ink the book. In the year 1300 AD, the book disappeared.
We have to cross this footbridge. It is the only way to the cabin. The only way.
Oh, Ash, as much as I love spending every day with you at S-Mart, I think this vacation will be even better.
I couldn't agree more, Linda. Sometimes it's healthy for a boyfriend and girlfriend to leave their place of employment and just have some fun as a couple in a non-S-Mart-related setting.
Thanks for bringing me along, Ash.
Please, Cheryl, would it be a spring break vacation if I didn't drag along my lonely sister?
Hi, Ash.
Jelly.
Thanks for bringing me on this trip.
No problem at all, Shelly. If you were good enough for Scott to pick up drunk in a bar 3 days ago, then frankly, you're good enough for me to spend my only holiday of the year with.
Oh.
Hey, dude, this cabin deal better get me laid.
I'm sure it will, Scotty. I'm sure it will.
Hey, wait for me. Shit.
For the best vacation of the year. A break from school and from S-Mart. A week completely off the chart.
A holiday with Ash, all that I ever ask. He's sweet and cute and thin. I'm so in love with him.
This'll be just like camp, but with a slutty tramp. In a few hours you will see me doing the nasty in a tree.
But looking to get busy, but fresh air makes me dizzy. I'm so his perfect girl. Oh, look, there goes the squirrel!
A week up in the woods, a pure tranquility. A place for me to rest in a nice facility. I came up to this cabin to read and sleep and think.
I hope I had more rattling, don't give your prude eyes awake.
An old place, a little run down, but it's right up in the mountains. And the best part is, we're staying there for free.
Yeah, why are we getting this place for free?
What kind of landlord rents cabins for free?
No landlord rents cabins for free. That's why we're not renting it.
What?
Yeah, I forgot to tell you girls, we're not exactly renting this cabin.
Yeah, we're breaking in.
No!
Don't worry, no, we'll find out. At this time of year, the owners won't be there.
You mean we're breaking into an empty cabin in the woods? Well, I don't like the sounds of this.
Oh, come on. What could possibly go wrong with five college students breaking into an abandoned, secluded cabin in the woods where no one knows where we are?
Well, when you put it that way...
This week will be wacky fun.
7 days to snuggle my honey bun. Eat a lot of drinking.
And premarital sex.
Oh, and tonight I'll make some snacks out of Hershey bars and Chex. Listen to us now and make no mistake.
We'll score, we'll fall flat on the floor, we'll do all day.
Sure is, Linda.
Tell me about it, dude. You should see all the bedrooms back there. They're fucking awesome. Me and Shelly call the one with the big bed.
Good thinking, Scotty.
Well, frankly, Shelly, when I'm with you, one of us has got to be doing the thinking.
I feel funny about being here. What if the people who own this place come home?
They're not going to come back. And even if they do, we'll tell them the car broke down or something like that.
With your car, they'd believe it.
Quit worrying, Cheryl. Why don't you go read or something?
Oh, maybe I will.
What is her problem?
I know. She thinks she's so smart just because she can read.
I love you.
This is the life. All the important people in my life here together. My girlfriend, my sister, my best friend, and of course you, Shelley, who I only just met. But still, I couldn't think of four other people in the world I'd rather spend my vacation with. I would very much like to make a toast for all this evening. As a Greek friend of mine once said, Onisnis to Tutarin.
Which means...
Part it down!
Yeah! Oh! What was that?
Whatever it is, it's still down there.
I don't like cellars. Well, let's just close it up. It was probably just some animal.
An animal? An animal? That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. Jesus Christ, what a stupid bitch.
Well, then maybe it was the wind.
The wind? We're inside. I thought what you said before was stupid. But now that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. What a stupid bitch.
Well, there's definitely something down there.
Maybe it is just some animal. Ash, remember we had that raccoon in the basement at S-Mart?
Remember? I'd use a broom, a mop, and a garbage can to get rid of it. But don't worry, loyal S-Mart shoppers. We removed the animal, and S-Mart is once again rodent-free.
Yeah, you guys are probably right. It probably was just some animal. Come on, Cheryl, why don't you come down and check it out and make sure.
I'm not going down there!
Stupid bitch.
Come on, Scott, let's go see what that was.
Okay, okay. Looks like another job for the guy with the big balls.
Oh, be careful.
Back in a minute.
Hey, Ash, Scotty, you find anything? Ash, Scotty. Ash? Scott?
They're just kidding around. Aren't they? Guys, stop screwing around. Are you okay? Well, would you say something?
Ash!
Buddy!
Oh! You dumb assholes. What a bunch of pansies.
Hey, look at all the cool stuff we found. Help me up with it.
Check it out. An axe? Oh, a gun.
I bet it still shoots.
Yeah, it probably does. Oh, sweet. Do you guys sell these at S-Mart?
Ancient daggers, no. Oh, God. Look at this book.
Creepy.
Super creepy.
Really, really super creepy. Times 100.
It's not even in English.
Guys, we shouldn't be messing with this stuff. It's not ours.
Guys, we shouldn't be messing with this stuff. It's not ours. Shut your pie hole, Cheryl. Jesus Christ, you're always ruining our... Ooh. Check it out, a tape recorder. Now let's see what's on it.
This is Professor Raymond Novi, Department of Ancient History, log entry number 2. I believe I've made a significant find in the Castle of Kandar, having journeyed there with my daughter Annie and Associate Professor Ed Getley. It was in the rear chamber of the castle that we stumbled upon something remarkable. Necronomicon Ex Mortis, roughly translated, the Book of the Dead. The book is bound in human flesh and inked in human blood. I brought the book to this cabin where I could study it undisturbed. It was here that I began the translations. The book speaks of a spiritual presence, a thing of evil that roams the forest and the dark bower of man's domain. It is through the recitation of the book's passages that this dark spirit is given license to possess the living. Included here are the phonetic pronunciations of those passages.
Secunda, Estrata, Montos, Egrets, Got, Nosferatus, Kanda, Amantos, Gang.
Shut it off!
Gang.
Shut it off!
Gang.
Shut it off!
Cyril, don't go! It was just the wind! Scott, how could you?
Scott, you knew not to play that. I mean, come on, he knew it was upsetting her. You just don't know when you're taking something too far.
Oh, come on, I was just screwing around. It's just a joke.
Still, you scared her half to death.
Oh, so a tree blew through the window. Ooh, scary. No one around here knows how to have any fun. Come on, Shelley, let's go scare Cheryl some more by making the windows rattle in our bedroom. When I say make the windows rattle, I don't mean some unstable weather pattern. I mean we'll be having sex.
Okay, Scotty. Yeah, she's all right. She was just a bit freaked out by that tape.
Yeah, that's my sister for you. Always running scared of old audio recordings.
Ash, I know your sister's been acting up a bit lately, but it was still nice of you to invite her up this week.
Honey, you talked me into it.
I know, but still, it was very considerate of you. You're a kind and sweet and generous person, and Cheryl's lucky to have you.
Listen, let's forget about Cheryl. We're here in this cabin. Alone. This should be time for us.
You're right. It is pretty romantic up here.
What do you say we have some champagne? Huh, baby? After all, I'm a man and you're a woman. At least the last time I checked.
Okay.
I've got something else for you, too. So what do you think, kid?
I love it, Ash. Would you put it on?
Oh, yeah, sure. I was going to give it to you before we came up here, but things got so hectic. This is really the first chance we've had to be alone.
Oh, Ash, it's beautiful. I really love it. I promise I'll never take it off for as long as I live. Whoever thought when I took that job at S-Mart I'd meet the man of my dreams?
Well, I never thought I'd fall in love with one of my coworkers either. Nothing about that in the S-Mart employee manual.
Little did I know that day when I dropped off my resume at the local S-Mart store that another employee I'd fall for.
My job was in the checkout aisle, S-Mart service with a smile. I hated work, it was a bore, but all that changed when you walked through the door.
Time to aisle three.
And that is when you fell for me.
A love so strong it had to be.
Perfect retail
harmony.
I have to ask a question to the gods above. How are we too worthy of this perfect love? I could barely focus on my checkout line. Your polyester shirt always on my mind. These fantasies took over me. I'd forget to scan items and I'd give them for free.
How can I concentrate on housewares? Who cares about blenders when you're right there? A rose and burst, there is no doubt, 'cause I was the one who was checking you out.
Above. How
Give me some sugar, baby.
Join us. Join us. Join us. Join us.
Hello?
Join us.
Now, Mother always said, when you hear a strange, frightening, and potentially life-threatening ghostly chant coming from the dark woods, there's only one thing that you should do. Not go wake the others and go investigate it alone! Oh, wait a minute. What am I doing? I'm the smartest person here. I should know better than this. I can't go outside without my jacket!
Cheryl, is now really the time to be acting like a stupid bitch?
Cheryl, there is nothing out there. Trees do not attack people. People attack people.
Are you going to drive me into town or not?
What, right now? Look, sure, I'll drive you into town, but just listen to what you're saying.
I don't care how it sounds. I've got to get out of here right now.
Okay. Maybe you could stay somewhere in town tonight. Come on, let's go to the car.
Oh, come on, she did this the other time.
Don't worry, everyone. I'll get her in a motel and be back in no time. Our vacation will resume as planned momentarily.
This is very sweet of you, Ash. When you get back, I'll make you some cookies.
Sounds like a plan.
Ashley, please.
Come on, Cheryl. Safe hotel in no time. Maybe you can calm down, purchase a film on Spectrevision, raid the minibar, steal as many little soaps and shoehorns as you can fit into your bag.
You do believe me, don't you, Ashley? You believe me that there's something out here?
Well, it doesn't matter if I believe you. I'll take you to town and we'll leave it at that. We just have to cross the bridge.
The bridge!
How did this happen? It's been destroyed! There's no way out of here! How did it...
Can't you see? Why don't you believe? It won't let us leave. It won't let us leave. Listen to me. Why do your eyes deceive? Finally believe.
Flight 86A, the hourly shuttle from Cairo, has just landed in Terminal 1. Once again, that's Flight 86A, the hourly shuttle from Cairo, Terminal 1.
Annie!
Hi, Ed!
How
was my flight? Not great. Spider-Man was the in-flight movie, and yeesh, let's just say that was poorly directed. Well, let me tell you about my expedition. I found the missing pages to the Book of the Dead.
Really?
Yes, take a look. They're in perfect condition. They haven't aged a day in 3,000 years, maybe longer.
When do we begin
the translations? Tonight. I hope everything's set with my father. I haven't spoken to him in about a week. There's no phone in the cabin. Oh, we'll take your car. It'll take us about an hour to get there.
Thanks for reminding me.
I did tell you in my telegram that my father was on something in the first part of his translations.
What was it
that he found in the Book of the Dead? Probably nothing. But just possibly a doorway into another world.
You're right. We
better get a move on if we're going to make it to the cabin at a reasonable hour. I missed you, Ed. I'm so glad we had this chance to talk.
Oh, honey, I've been so lonely. Okay.
It's only been a few hours since I've translated and spoken aloud the first of the demon resurrection passages from the Book of the Dead. May God forgive me for what I've unleashed onto this earth. I have seen the dark shadows moving in the woods, and I have no doubt that whatever I've resurrected through this book is sure to come calling. For me.
Ash, honey, why don't you stop playing around with that tape and come play some Taboo? Shelly and I are doing really well.
I'll be there in a little bit, baby.
Okay, Shelly, now remember, I'll give you some clues and you try to guess the word.
Okay.
The Blank Hunter. Blank Dundee. Rhymes with Rockadile. Starts with a C.
I don't know. This is hard.
Pass. Okay, the word was crocodile. Crocodile. Okay, next card. Okay, it's when you're playing football and you score. It's a
rouge.
A touchdown.
Right, Cheryl. Okay, when you eat lunch on a blanket.
A picnic.
Okay, when I go.
The butcher.
Right, okay.
Vitamin C, muscle, porridge, dental floss, quintuplets, hamster.
Wait a second. She's been studying the cards. Nobody's that good at Taboo.
Cheryl, is everything okay?
Why have you disturbed our sleep? Awakened us from our ancient slumber. You will die. Nightmare is before you. Like others before you, you're gonna tumble. One by one, we are gonna take you. One by one, nothing you can do. One by one, you will surely fall. One by one, I'm gonna kill you all.
I've seen games of Taboo bring out the worst in people before. But that's fucking ridiculous.
Guys, I think that when we played that tape, some evil force must have been awakened that took over Cheryl's soul and made her a demon.
Yeah, nice work, Dionne Warwick. I think the rest of us got that ages ago.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, did you see her eyes? Oh, Ash, I'm scared. What's wrong with her?
I'm no doctor, but she looks sick. Let's put a blanket on her.
Get to me, baby! Look who's evil, look who's evil, look who's evil now. I said look who's evil, look who's evil, look who's evil now. You thought I was a baroon, you treated me rude. But that was a mistake, cause now your knives I'll take. Cheryl, you're so sweet and nice, you sold me at a hefty price. So you are my fatal man, they've always the best of them. How? And now I'll ask you a question. Not where or why or how, but who? Look who's evil now.
Now I told you all I'd take you out one by one, and well, I'm no one to make false promises. Kids, let's kick it. First Ash, I'll whoop your ass. Then Scott, I'll bust a nut. Then Shelly,
no!
I'll gouge your belly. Then Linda, I'll stick a pencil in you.
Oh my God!
You didn't stop me, you just delayed me momentarily. Who's the stupid bitch now, Scotty? Who's the stupid bitch now?
This is freaking me out, Ash.
Me too, buddy, me too. I mean, my sister just turned into a demon.
And a pretty fucking foul mouth one as well. Are we gonna be okay?
Dead by dawn! You'll all be dead by dawn!
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna be fine, Scotty. Just fine. Well, we will be fine just as long as no one else in our party turns into a demon. Fuck!
Not Shelly, too!
That's right, Scotty! This here Shelly's got a brand new strut! Cause now I am a killing, bitchy, evil demon slut! You thought you'd get me drunk, and I'd be an easy lay! But now I'll swallow up your soul like it was a buffet! Cause I'm mean, 19, and hungry for a spleen! Bounce on your innards like they were a trampoline! Ooh, ah, ow! Now I'll ask you a question!
Sing it!
Not well! Who? Oh, look who's evil now. Now, my friend over there is more the type to go after you all individually. And that's fine, Cheryl Pie, you do it your way.
Girl, you know it.
But, Scott, since you've been so sweet as to invite me on this trip, you're going to be the first one I take with me. Join us.
Dude, grab the fucking gun! Well, shoot her! Shoot it!
Did I catch you, Shelly? She's a friend of ours!
Oh, God damn it, Ash! You haven't even known that skank one day!
What the fuck was that? Your sister has turned into a zombie. What the fuck was that?
Your girlfriend was a demon team.
What the fuck was that? She just ripped my pre-ripped Abercrombie. What the fuck was that?
Those girls can be a little mean.
What darkness lurks beyond our wooden sanctum? What the fuck was that?
Dude, these hoes been zombified.
I cannot stay here anymore. I'm getting out of here.
No, we cannot leave. Winter's ankle won't make it, I fear.
I cannot stay. I killed my lay. I must go now.
You can't go now.
I must.
You can.
I must.
You can.
Demon girl's gone wild. I cannot take this anymore. Right now, I'll find a road where I'll flag down a van.
Just listen to me.
No, I won't.
I can't walk.
I'm just going
on hike. Can't even stand.
Then we'll leave her. That's our brand new plan.
What the fuck was that?
Fact or merely a hallucination?
What the fuck was that? Demons are my new pet peeve. What the fuck was that?
Something that would kill for recreation.
What the fuck was that? Come on, Ash, let's just leave.
What fiery demon spell can send her to damnation? What the fuck was that?
I'll kill you fucks when I'm outside.
Now I'll put an end to this vacation. What the fuck was that?
Scott, don't leave me all alone.
Necronomicon, the book of the dead.
A curse!
I'm gone. What the fuck was that?
It's the evil dead!
believe you let him walk out on you like that, scot-free.
Shut up, Cheryl.
And where's he rushing to? Guess he's Scott to go.
Shut up.
Scott sure made like a tree and left.
Oh, God, stop.
And I was looking forward to biting into his flesh. You know, the commercials say Scott's is the softest tissue.
Come on, that is awful.
I'm awful. You're awful, Ashley. Just look at what you've done. You've locked your own sister in the cellar. You killed one of your guests. Your best friend just ran out on you. And your lovely girlfriend is so hurt that she can hardly even walk. And you, Ashley, why look at you. You're going mad.
I'm not going mad. I'm not going mad.
You're not.
No, I'm not going mad.
Why don't you just accept your fate, Ashley, and join us. Join us. How'd you like to meet the team? Evil ain't bad as it seems. Guaranteed to have a scream if you join us. There's more to life, you know. Working as what's gotta blow. Don't be just an average schmo and join us. I'll lose that girlfriend in the mix. We got tons of hot dead chicks, and I promise you first picks if you join us. We want to welcome thee to our dark community, and we hope that you'll agree to join Beelzebub and his Candarian demons as we take each and every soul of the living.
No, I'm not gonna join you, never!
God, what is your problem, Ash? Don't you want to look beautiful, like me?
Jesus, Cheryl, the moose looks better than you!
Oh! Why, thank you!
Ah, the dead moose!
Actually, I'm a Candarian demon moose, and I'm here to tell you all the fun and excitement you'll have if you take us up on our offer and join us! Can't you see we'd have a ball? I'll be dancing with you all. Put a nail through this wall. So join us.
Join us!
Paint the town all red. Smash and quivers off your head. Head for hurts because you're dead. So join us.
Join us!
There is no monthly fee. BS, ADS, hippie. It's a demon bourgeoisie if you join us.
We may hide from the sun, yet we promise loads of fun. So lay down that big gun.
And thou before Lucifer's we enslave all mankind. Chew on their tiny brains and bathe in their hot, bubbling blood.
Ah, all of you, shut up! Especially you, Moose! Shut up!
Aw, someone hasn't been watching the Discovery Channel. Everyone knows once Moose gets singing, they never shut up.
We never shut up.
All right, that's it! I'm getting Linda, and we're getting out of this place.
To the shadows we will hail, toss around our own entrails, send your privates in the mail if you join us. Different colors you will bleed, if you help our cause succeed, your one soul is all we need.
To resolve this anger, and extend our malice beyond this world, throughout all the land, soul by soul, one by one, join us, join us!
All of you, please stop torturing me like this!
What? You don't want to play? Well, we'll just have to see about that. Piece by piece, limb by limb, you'll join us.
Limb by limb, I'll never join you. Never!
You're trying to make a stand. Can't you see we've got your hand?
What are you talking about?
It's not quite what we planned, but now we've got your hand.
Whoa, why do you keep saying that?
We've got your hand. Yes, it's true. We've got your hand. Yes, we finally got your hand to join us.
What's that? You got my hand to join you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, you don't! You bastards! Why? Why do you keep saying you got my hand to join you, eh? Why do you keep saying that? Why do you keep saying that?
Should be right around here, Ed.
Maybe we should...
You're right. Maybe we should ask for directions. Excuse me. Excuse me. Strange man wandering through the woods alone. Is this the road to Nobby Cabin?
Firstly, I wasn't supposed to be wandering these woods alone. I was supposed to be with my lovely wife, Bobby Joe. But I figured what with that Cheryl girl getting attacked by the trees and all, Bobby Joe would have appeared a bit useless and redundant.
What did you say?
Nothing.
Right. Okay. Well, getting back on topic, is this the road to Nobby Cabin?
Sure is, but you ain't going there. And you neither.
What did I do?
And why not?
Bridge is out.
The bridge is out?
Well, there's got to be some other way to get there. I mean, some road or something.
Sure ain't no road. Why the hell do you want to go up there for anyway, huh?
None of your business.
Oh, wait. Well, that's right. I just remembered there's a trail. Y'all could follow me, but it'll cost you.
How much?
$45, $100.
No way.
Tell you what. You take my bags, and you've got a deal.
Sounds good to me.
And maybe we can take...
Well, you're right, Ed. How do we even know if this guy's reliable?
Why, you no good. City slickin', V-neck sweater wearing, over cologne, Starbucks drinking son of a gun. With your flapping lips and your pompous ass attitude, how do you know if I'm reliable? Who's the world's most reliable human being? Who's the one folks call for help with everything? Who's the one man you can count on when your life is at stake? It's good old reliable Jake. Who can help you when you've lost your key? Or when you need double bypass surgery? Who can be your partner in a two-man luge? And who's the best wingman for scoring kooks? Who's every senior citizen's favorite mime? And who can pass Cavassier like Busta Rhymes? Who was the inspiration for the Shamrock Shake? It's good old reliable Jake. Who invented the theory of relativity? And who wrote Jackie Chan's autobiography? Who was the last man to walk on the moon? And who won his fourth Oscar for directing Platoon?
Thank you.
Who's the point guard for the Memphis Grizzles? And who coined the phrase, for shizzle my nizzle? It was me, can't you see? I ain't no fake. I'm good old reliable Jake. Believe I can get you to the path.
I believe.
And do you believe that I can get you to the camp?
I believe.
You need a guide to get you through them woods. And I know that trail, and I knows it good. You can trust in me, there's no mistake. I'm good old reliable Jake. You can trust in me, there's no mistake. I'm good old reliable Jake. You city slickers, follow me. I'll get you to that cabin.
hand. We've had some good times together. I never thought it would end like this. Like I was saying, you got me through more Friday nights than I'd ever like to admit. It's a damn you hand, are you?
You're tougher than I thought, Ash. Gotta hand it to you, brother.
Shut up!
Let's hear it for the boy. Let's give the boy a hand.
Stop it!
What's your favorite animal at the zoo? The Handa Bear?
Yeah, that doesn't even make sense.
Well, who's your favorite cast member on Who's the Boss? Tony Hanza?
Angela. Angela. Samantha.
Ash!
Scotty! Scotty!
Help me!
Oh, my God.
Dude, where's your hand?
Don't worry about it. Scotty, you're going to be okay. You're going to be just fine. You'll see. God, what happened to you?
Ash, it won't let us leave. We're all going to die here. Cheryl was right.
I don't like to say I told you so, but, well.
No, we're not going to die.
We're all going to die here. All of us.
We're not going to die. We're going to get out of here. Now, the sun will be up in a few hours or so, and we can all get out of here together. You, me, Linda, Shelly. Well, not Shelly. Now, listen to me, Scott. Listen to me. Is there a way around the bridge? Scott, listen to me now.
Ash, I don't want to die here. You're not going to leave me, are you, Ash? Are you?
Scotty, listen to me. Listen to me, for God's sake. Is there a way around the bridge? Scott!
There's a way. A trail. But the trees, Ash, they know. Don't you see it, Ash? They're alive. Oh, it won't let us leave. Ash, death is a bitch. A stupid bitch.
Commotion? I accidentally broke your favorite Mitsu album.
Oh, no!
Oh, and Ash, I wasn't going to mention it to you earlier, but you have a pretty nasty mustard stain on your pants. And if I know mustard stains, and I think I do, that ain't coming out.
No! What else could go wrong today? Forgive me, Linda. I guess I gotta do what I gotta do.
Please don't, Ash. I'm fine now.
I have to ask a question to the gods above.
Oh, can this be real?
How were we deemed worthy of this perfect love? I'll ask the trees, I'll ask the sky, I'll ask the whole wide world.
Together. I love you.
I won't hurt you, baby, I promise. I love you, too.
Ashley, help me, get me out of here, please. Come on, lock these chains, I'm all right now. Just unlock these
Cheryl!
Chains and let me out.
Don't do it, dude. She's still a demon. Both those bitches are. And...
Oh. sorry, Scotty. I'm going to have to ignore your dying wish and open that cellar door. She is still my sister down there. Oh, God, what am I telling you for?
Dude, I fucking told you so! Fuck.
Oh, unlock these chains and let me out. I'm all right now.
Oh, you bastards! Why are you torturing me like this? Why?
Time, listen to me, because I'm really dying.
Ow! I'm sorry, Linda. I had to do this. I have to chop off your head.
We're gonna get you.
We're gonna get you. Be needing this anymore. Oh, Linda. I never thought it would end this way.
Me neither.
You're still alive!
Alive and fighting!
Oh, you're biting my head! You're biting my really good head! I told you to die already! You're going down. Chainsaw.
Useless. Oh, useless. Ah, my body. Oh, my body. Thank you.
Now it's time to die, you old hag.
You found me beautiful once.
Honey, you got real ugly. This isn't as bad as it looks.
Yeah.
Sure, there's one bloody dismembered head. But at least it's not a huge pile of bodies in the corner anymore.
You got about 1 minute to explain yourself.
Well, let me start from the top.
Yeah, I've heard just about enough.
What the hell did you do to my father?
Yeah,
what the hell did you do to my father?
Here, come on, if we can get her open, stick him in here. Come on, get in there, you filthy son of a bitch. See how you like it? All right, come on, lock her up. Lock her up. All right. All right, everything's going to be all right. Now, in about 5 minutes,
well,
I'm going to fix this.
My father isn't here, but these are his things. Where can he be?
It's only been a few hours since I've translated and spoken aloud the first of the demon resurrection passages from the Book of the Dead.
Well, listen up. This is the voice of my father.
Now I fear that humans are becoming host to Kandarian demons. May God forgive me for what I've unleashed onto this earth.
Kandarian demons?
Ah! What the hell was that?
Well, somebody's down there with him.
Well, let's get the fuck out of here.
Someone's in my fruit cellar. Someone with a fresh soul.
Oh, there's something down here.
Let me out. Don't let him out.
It's a trick. I know it.
Don't let him out.
Oh, God damn it. Okay, come on. All right, get him out. Come on, hurry up. Come on now. Get out of there. Damn it. What the hell is that? All right, come on. Here you go. There, get locked her up. Come on. God damn it.
Ed!
That was close.
Oh, are you okay? Good.
I'll get you, Ash. I'm like a literal Hulk Hogan. I'll get you, brother.
Shut up!
We're like that Columbia House 10 CDs for a penny club. Sooner or later, you'll join
Shut
us.
Shut up!
I'm like Dom DeLuise at an all-you-can-eat fish house.
Oh,
I'll swallow your soul.
Shut up!
It'll be like you got shot by Don Johnson on that TV show Miami Vice. You'll be dead by dawn.
No, that is
dead
it.
By dawn.
That is
dead
it.
By dawn.
Miami Vice references.
What the fuck is going on around here?
Oh, it's an old tale. You probably heard it 100 times. Boy and his friends go on a week-long vacation in the woods. 3 friends turn into Kandarian demons. 1 friend is killed by a forest of evil trees. 2 demons are killed by their boyfriends, respectively, while 1 stays in the cellar trying to kill everything in sight. Like I said, pretty standard stuff.
And do all these demons only speak in bad puns?
No. As far as I can tell, she's the only one who does that.
And yet, she's the only one you let live?
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Well, I still don't believe you. But I ain't sticking around to find out. I'm getting on that trail
Nobody
and I'm...
Nobody goes out that door, not till daylight.
Now, you listen to me.
No, you listen to me.
No, if anyone's doing anything... You know, and I come
like... Oh, my God! Look who's evil now!
Fuck! God damn it! Run for your life!
I don't think so. Not at all. You see, whenever you encounter a flock of deadites, you have to know there's a hierarchy about the whole thing. Just simmer down there, buddy. There's the big-time demons who pose a serious threat. And then there's what I like to call bit-part demons.
Well, bit-part demons?
Yes, yes, bona fide extras. Nothing special about them. They pretty much wait around for you to kill them. They'd never kill a guy like me. The main man, the hero, if you will. It's just not how these stories tend to go. And that's who you are, buddy. A bit-part demon. So excuse me for not being scared.
And I'm not one to agree with the living, but Ash is right. You're a bit player in this whole thing. You'd never kill a guy like him, never.
Right, you see?
Well, that's not fair. He's not a bit part demon.
Oh, come on. He hasn't even spoken more than 3 words all night. We don't even know his name.
Well, his name
It's
is...
Ed. Well, evil Ed now.
Hey!
It's all right, Annie. You don't have to defend me anymore. They're right. They're completely right. I'm that guy you see in every horror flick. You wouldn't remember me. I come and go too quick. You wouldn't know my name. I hardly ever speak a line. If the hero kills 100 demons, I'd be the forgettable number 39. 'Cause I'm a bit part demon, a small-time misfit. I say you'll be dead by dawn, but I don't really mean it. I'm a threat to no one. The other Jedi's make fun of me. Evil Eddie, a bit part demon.
But don't you see, Ed? We've been listening to you for the past 2 minutes. You've said a whole lot just now. Just you. You're not a bit part demon anymore. You're a lead player. A star!
You're right! Now I see that this trend has been disrupted. I've said more than 5 words without being interrupted. I'm a bit part no more. My character's had a swing. And now it's time for this demon to sing, sing, sing.
Now you'll have a bit part in hell.
Oh, oh, Ed! Oh, Ed! Oh,
get over it, woman! You can't grieve forever!
My boyfriend just died 3 seconds ago!
I know. You gotta move on with your life.
But he was a really...
Don't interrupt me.
But he was
I
a...
said don't interrupt me! Listen, baby. I'm not some preppy boy toy monkey boy you can just push around, see? I killed that guy already!
How can you be so heartless? So bad!
Good. Bad. I'm the guy with the gun.
Well, I still don't know what you're doing here in this cabin.
I could ask you the same question.
It's my family's cabin!
Did I ask?
Are all men from Michigan such loudmouth braggarts?
Nope. Just me, baby. Just me.
Well, that's funny.
What?
You know that trail we come in here on? It just ain't there no more. It's like the woods just swallowed her up.
I told you, those woods have a mind of their own. They're evil. That's why we can't go out there, not till dawn.
Well, it's so quiet.
What in the blue hell was that?
Maybe something trying to force its way into our world.
Well, that's exactly what I think every time I hear a weird noise.
It sounded like it come from over there by that winder.
We all go together.
Holy Mother of Mercy, it's a ghost!
It's my dad!
It's a ghost, Dad!
Daddy?
Annie, there's an evil spirit here that wants to destroy you. Your salvation lies there. In the pages of the book that you found, recite the passages. Dispel the evil. Save my soul and your own lives.
That was weird.
I'll say.
Well, the ghost of my father said that translating these passages was the only way to dispel the evil.
Better get on that, then.
Okay. I guess I'll get to translating them then.
Is something wrong, Annie?
No, it's nothing.
Okay.
It's just that there's this trend in my life, and every time I think it's about to go away, it creeps in again.
Well, what could possibly be wrong?
Well, all the men in my life keep getting killed by Kandarian demons.
What was that?
I said... All the men in my life keep getting killed by Kandarian demons.
All the men in your life keep getting killed by Kandarian demons.
First there was Ed, a really nice guy. He didn't talk too much, but I didn't mind. I was all set to marry him. But before I put on my dress, Ed was killed by a Kandarian demon. Then there was Daddy, who I could count on. He loved Necronomicon. We sit at night playing board games. But he can't sink my battleship now, cause Dad's killed by a Kandarian demon. They say love is cruel, and I believe them. My heart's always broken.
Exaggerating the touch, should it be? Sure, your father and your fiancé were killed by Kandarian demons, but there's no way all the men in your life could have been killed by Kandarian demons.
Oh, no! It was high school, senior prom.
Oh, yeah!
Going with my steady Howie Brom. The perfect nines, I'd always dream. But a stairway to heaven began. Hal was killed by a Kandarian demon. All my college boyfriends and my one night stands, my male co-workers and platonic gay friends. Every date I go on ends in demon bloodshed. If a man even shakes my hand, I know he'll soon be dead.
Oh, baby, I had no idea.
They say love is cruel, and I believe them. My heart's always broken, cause the men in my life, and I mean all the men in my life, every single man in my life, keeps getting killed by Kandarian demons. Don't you think it's a bit inappropriate to be holding my hand right now?
Baby, I ain't holding your hand. God damn it, my hand again! Oh, you little bastard!
Hey! We're getting out of here. And with all this weird crap going on, I ain't going alone. You two are coming with me.
If you're talking about going back out to those woods, you can forget about it. And he's got to translate these passages.
God!
Well, what's wrong?
Felt like someone just walked over my grave. What is that picture? What is that?
In 1300 AD, they called this man the hero from the sky. He was prophesied to destroy the evil.
Didn't do a very good job.
Now, my father said that translating these passages was the only way to save his soul and our own lives. Here it is, two passages. Recitation of the first passage will make the evil manifest itself in the flesh.
Why the hell would we want to do that?
Because we have to. When the evil is made a thing of the flesh, it will conduct a ceremonial war ritual to honor the Necronomicon, and then the evil will attack. So before that happens, we have to read the second passage.
What happens when you read the second passage?
Recitation of the second passage will create a kind of rift in time and space, and then we can force the evil back through the rift. Or at least that's the best translation I can come up with looking at the...
Woo-wee! Yeah, that's right! I'm running the show now!
Fuck did that come from?
All right! We're getting on that trail and head home, and like I said before, I ain't going alone. We're getting out of here. All of us.
Oh, you idiot! You'll kill us all! Don't you understand? With these pages, at least we have a chance.
Bunch of mumbo-jumbo bullshit. These pages don't mean squat. Besides, now you city slickers ain't got no choice. Now move. Move.
Look, you're not...
I said move.
No, you stupid fool.
I'll blow your fucking head off. I'm your leader now.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. And Jack left town.
Oh, really? I was not aware of that. I thank you so much for deciding to share that information. Son of a bitch.
Well, leave him alone. Leave him be. Can't you see he's just trying to help us?
He ain't helping shit.
How can you see? That.
I just said it. He ain't helping shit.
Gee.
He shot your boyfriend. How helpful is that?
Zero, no!
Look, 6'3". Missing a hand. Thin. Do I look like a goddamn demon to you? How in the goddamn you confused the two of us?
Sorry, Jake.
Goddamn it, that goddamn thing's still out there. We'll goddamn kill it if it goddamn comes back.
Okay, well, you just sit right here and I'll go check the window.
Oh, goddammit.
Well, I don't see anything.
Remember me?
Oh, God. Oh, shit, Jake. I'm sorry.
No.
My girlfriend's necklace made me all right.
But your girlfriend wore that necklace and she was still a Kandarian demon.
I know. Seems a touch inconsistent. But trust me, I'm all right.
Okay. Maybe you are, but for how long? Look, if we're going to beat this thing, we need to get those pages.
Then let's head down into that cellar and carve ourselves a witch. Getting sick of you trying to kill me. You see this? This is my boomstick! It's a 12-gauge double-barreled Remington. S March, top of the line. You can find this in the sporting goods department. That's right. This sweet baby was made in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Retails for about $109.95. It's got a walnut stock, cobalt blue steel, and a hair trigger. That's right. Shop smart. Shop S-Mart! You got that?
I'll swallow your soul! I'll swallow your soul!
Swallow this! Can't mourn forever.
You're right. Oh, I think it's time I read the passages from the pages I found.
Oh, yeah. Dispel this evil once and for all.
Reading of the first passage will make the evil manifest itself in the flesh. Reading of the second passage will create a kind of rift in time and space, and then we can force the evil back through the rift.
Got it.
Oh, one more thing, Ash. Remember, when the evil is made a thing of the flesh, it will conduct a ceremonial war ritual to honor the Necronomicon, and then the evil will attack. So we have to wait to the end of the ritual before we can read the second passage.
A ceremonial war ritual from hell, eh? Not looking forward to that. That's going to be hellish. Guaranteed.
Well, we just got to make sure that we read the second passage before they attack and take over all of mankind. Here it goes. Nosferatus Alamemnon Conda!
With our very own special dance!
Well, the hell, the demons do their very own special dance!
In hell we dance our own special way. Let's show them how we dance all night and all day.
Do we just play on jive?
Not if you're not alive.
Well, then we bounce like Backstreet.
Not without a heartbeat.
We grind like Michael Kidd.
I'll put the phone before the living.
We got Serena like that group did.
No, that's just stupid.
And I always like to get their free thought. And when we get together, we do the Necronomicon. Do the Necronomicon. Do the Necronomicon.
Come on, come on. Do the Necronomicon.
You gotta follow the moves, right to the letter. It's just like the time warp, only better.
First we jump, then we sink down.
Done the tune.
Let's mutilate these fools.
No, follow the rules.
Why can't we just attack?
What are you, on crack? It's after our dance we'll attack our old friends. But before we do that, let's Necronomicon again.
First we jump, then we sink down. Then we get back up and last you all around. Then we spin, clap our hands.
That's your best Henry Winkler?
I've only read the verses of the passages, the ones that make the evil thing of the flesh. They're dancing now, but soon they'll attack and take over all of mankind.
Then finish it quick.
There's still a second passage, the one to open the rift and send the evil back.
And start reciting it now. Finish the passages. Get rid of it.
Kanda! Kanda! Adamel!
Oh, no! My hand again! Damn you, hand!
I'm dying, Ash!
Oh, Eddie, you can't die! I can't defeat this evil without you!
Yes, you can, Ash! You can! It's time for you to fight them! It's time for you to do it on your own! It's time!
Eddie! Fulfill my purpose in life. We are all born with a destiny. It's time to accept my calling to go on a ravenous demon killing spree. It's time to finally take a stand, fight with my staff and my good hand. Stop talking trash and kick some demon ass. It is time.
Oh, it's time, Ash, but not for what you think.
It's time for you, Ash, to die. It's time for us, zombies, to rise. It's time for you to say goodbye. It's time for, oh, it's time.
Time to hurt demon feeling inside. These two walls, there can be only one. It's time
to fight,
to increase demon speed.
Time to kill, time to fight. Castrate you.
You are my Annie, you sprung back to life. Seems to be happening a lot around here lately. Finish reciting those passages. Send these demons back to hell!
Kanda! Kanda! Miss Fairy's old demon!
So the recitation of the second passage opened the rift between time and space, sucking all of the evil back to where it began. But since the rift cannot decipher good from evil, this cabin and all of its contents, including our hero, were also transferred back to the origin of evil, 1300 AD.
Where the hell am I?
You're in medieval times.
What? Medieval times, 1300 AD.
Oh no!
Yes.
No! Wait a minute.
What?
1300 AD.
Yep.
No, that's impossible.
No, it's true.
There must be some sort of mistake.
No, you're here right
you're
now.
You're BSing me. What the hell is that?
Oh, boy.
What? What is that? What's going on?
They're coming.
Who's coming? Who's coming?
Shut up and hide, you dummy.
Hull! Slay him. He is a deadite.
There must be a mistake.
Slay him! He is evil!
I'm not evil!
Slay him on three!
One, two!
Look who's evil now!
Comes from the skies to deliver us from the terror of the deadites.
Hail!
He is our king.
What is your name, good king?
Name's Ash.
Hail! King Ash.
Hail!
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 Hail, hail to the king of love. Down from the sky.
That's why we hail to him.
That's why we hail to him.
That's why we hail
to him.